You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
Yes, as normal, we are featuring XV, and I don't know why we actually say we're featuring XV, we just kind of are.
It's in, like, contract.
It's in XV's contract.
It's in his contract.
Well, yeah, that and a catered trailer.
A catered trailer.
Are we in heaven?
His bedroom, actually.
What was Cadbury in?
Are we dead? God, yes, we're dead.
Oh, yeah, are we dead? Is this, is this life?
This is the afterlife. But this is Radio Free Cybertron, as per normal. Brian Kilby, your host. J.D. Church, XV, Peter Van, Amy Morgan, John DeLuna, and Rob Springer. Our full complement, all 50 of us, are here this week.
Yes.
Welcome back, J.D.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you. And everyone out there watching live, thank you. We love you. Mm. Yeah, if you're not watching live, why not?
If you're not watching live, then we...
Yeah, apparently, you know, watching us live makes your dinner and your cooking taste all that much better.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not watching us live...
Were you the one that wrote that, Peter?
Yeah, you will find
awesome. That was awesome, I love that. What, Rob?
I say, if you're not watching us live, we'll find you and watch you live.
That's
creepy.
Be
there playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
You're outside your window right now.
Exactly. You're sitting with your pants on playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and there's XV.
We're climbing in your window, snatching your people up.
Down the Cheetos.
Yeah.
And look out the window.
Who's in the chimney? It's Peter.
Motherfucker. Who's in the chat?
Got it.
Lots and lots of stuff going on this week. We have some reviews of Dark of the Moon toys with Blitzwing 1975, which is fun. Well, we have the second episode of Crave Corner, as well as some comic news. What is it? JD has Wind Charger.
Thank you.
You're not. Yeah, but Wind Charger is kind of past it now. Nobody really cares about Wind Charger anymore.
Oh, snap. What a...
Oh, just snap.
Have it, XV.
Oh, man. Do you have...
Don't hate XV.
Yeah, have jelly.
Do you have Megatron,
JD? Have.
With the orange cap?
No.
I do.
But that is on Hasbro Toy Shop. I might
actually. Hey, John, how did you... What? I hate John.
Damn you, John.
Hey, do you have Wheeljack?
No.
I'll show you guys the last toy in this area.
Hundreds of us have Wheeljack.
I'm just...
This... in my area, this is the last new toy to show up in my area.
Is it Tuner Skids? Oh, God. Nice.
Hunger.
It's awesome.
Yes.
It's secondhand, so that should tell you something.
Do you have a shield?
No, but a shield's on the other two. I have, like, four of these.
You have how many Hungers? Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I want to really love Hunger... But there's something...
I want it so bad.
You want it... You can taste it.
Yeah.
It drives me mad.
Mine is stained from a sickness I had as a kid, and I'm not going any farther than that. So...
Wow.
Yeah, mine is one of those toys that Deathy...
Color that as you will.
That Deathy said needed to be cleaned in the bathtub.
so it rhymes with the word vowel. It's a vowel movement.
No. It's other side. Other side.
Oh, good. Okay, so it doesn't rhyme with Myaria?
No.
What is it?
Man, that's a great Chewbacca figure. It's
my Aunt Myaria.
Wow. This has gone down a very dark path.
I mentioned this before, but like all of my G1 stuff, if you ever bought a G1 toy off of me that I had as a kid, God bless you. It's been in the bathtub. So,
best show ever, you guys.
Yes. So, but let's go ahead and jump into the news before I embarrass myself.
Before
anymore. Dark of the Moon. The trailer.
Think yourself for the last 10 years.
That's true. The Dark of the Moon trailer hit iTunes last week on Thursday, and people went crazy for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a different trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the...
Now featuring 10 extra seconds.
All right, that's Shockwave, but I don't know what... Okay, hey, that's
spoiler alert. Sam yells Optimus at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a requirement for every trailer.
And how many scenes this movie is going to be Bag of Hangers just looking at the camera like, huh?
Judging by the trailer, probably at least 3/4.
Maybe they're starting to give her dialogue.
And then running.
Yeah. Well, all Michaela ever did was yell, Sam, and they're only like, you can't die because I love you. That's not how this works. This ain't the Matrix, okay?
Hold the phone.
It just wanted to be the Matrix.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little.
Yeah.
And with what they're teasing of the scene of the city battle, they're trying even harder to be the Matrix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks cool, though.
When I run up the building, I catch him. Oops, dropped her.
Yeah, so...
Her tunnel knows she's dead.
But yeah, so the trailer came out. I guess I'll see it in 3D. Wait, the 3D version, does it come out till later in the month, the trailer?
I think same time. Oh, wait. Trailer, my mistake.
No, the 3D trailer is supposed to come out a little later.
So I won't see it during the 3D playing of Thor this week.
Mm.
Oh.
Tell you what, dude. Just go out on the street and that kind of gross-looking guy on the corner, go see what he's got to sell. It'll be in 3D.
Yeah. Nice. But yeah, so...
It will be good.
We weren't incredibly blown away by the trailer, I guess.
I didn't think it was that different. I don't know what I was supposed to be blown away by.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't bad. And we got to see more of the Decepticons.
Enjoyed the extra robots.
Yeah, I love robots.
Yeah, that's the reason I was watching it to begin with.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I believe that's how that works.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of that one robot. That robot that married Fergie's all over the movie, but the rest of these actors.
Yeah. Not yet, Sleepaways, right?
So it looks like Hasbro is what, jumping on the Lucky Draw bandwagon. So they're doing what, a Lucky Draw Prime or something?
Yes, like one out of 88 gold chrome. Was that leader?
Oh yeah,
or
here it is.
Ultimate?
Yeah.
Why?
Ultimate, I believe.
Why are they doing that?
Why? The question is why not?
Right.
I mean, if a Thundercracker that somebody knifed and stole, the animated Thundercracker somebody knifed and stole from, you can sell for $1,000 and the reserve isn't met yet, why not give you one of 88?
Right. This is being given away through an Australian retailer, so that's going to be even a little bit harder to get then.
Ooh, roses.
Just got to fly down to the roses. Down under and start knifing people, taking their one of 88s.
Yes. Well, what I want to know is where the other 87 are going.
Ross.
Yeah.
Well, we can assume that one is going somewhere in China to be bootlegged.
Yeah, probably.
Although, do you really need the actual chrome one to bootleg a chrome toy?
I think they can go off a picture. I think they can get the...
If there's one thing that Chinese bootleg makers know, it's how to chrome things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Make them smaller.
They will chrome up some Nikes, yo.
Nazis.
Some Nazis.
Both. Nazis and Nikes. Nazis. We are talking about the bootleg market.
I want a chromed, mummified Nazi. That's what I want. Yeah.
I'd get one, except they chip, like, right out of the box.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's
well,
the
no,
car version.
Well, no, I want to go back and find one of the Nazi figures from the Indiana Jones movie toy line and get that chromed.
There you go. That sounds
this one actually could have a chrome Nazi. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Actually, speaking of chromed Nazis, speaking of chromed Nazis at all,
we
get new pictures of the Creo figures, so they're nice looking.
How does that relate to chrome Nazis?
It doesn't. It was the worst segue ever. Just roll with it.
No. Just go with it, man. Just go with it.
Broadcast professional.
Yeah, so I don't hate them at all, really.
Here's the problem. You're looking at like a photoshopped PR photo. You know? So I mean, take out all the cool shadowing and you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean the construction
the
doesn't look
detail.
Bad. It's yeah, not like built rule again.
No.
As a person who's seen them in person, they don't look that bad.
Really?
They're simple. That's. I mean, they look.
I mean, no. Go ahead, Brian.
I mean, the built to roll stuff. At least, I mean, they were so complicated, relatively speaking. At least these G1 versions look really, really simple and small. They look like one of the maybe a $5 to $10 Lego kit where those Built-A-Roll toys just had too many pieces.
They have various sizes. They'll have a... I'm going to have to find specific...
The G1, quote-unquote, Optimus and Bumblebee are... relatively simple looking, and that's to their benefit. I mean, it doesn't look bad.
Those are two of the smaller kits.
I like those. They should all be small. I like it that it says Optimus Prime on this piece.
I like how they label Optimus because you don't know who he is.
So you can scream it.
So they have various different sizes. They'll have the basics, which are 65 to 70 pieces for $8, and then they'll have an insane dollars, which will have over 350 pieces.
Yeah, that's too much. Not wanting to deal with that.
How much is? What did you say the price was on the big ones?
There's an Optimus Prime which has five of the Creons, which are those little Lego.
Is that how you actually pronounce it? Creon.
Yeah, Creon. They call it Creo.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna call them Cretans.
They need to come up with a better name.
Yeah, I don't know why they call them Creon, Creons. Boy.
Because they're never mind.
$60 for that Optimus.
What? I'm
sorry.
Good. And compared to Lego prices, I mean, that's comparable, if not better.
I just hope they do one thing Built-A-Rule didn't do. Rule. And also...
Right.
I mean, man, look at Hotshot just fell apart again. Son of a...
I kind of like this sort of hybrid movie G1 styling, though.
It's
it works out.
It's kind of interesting.
Otherwise, you're just building boxes.
Yeah.
Want.
Yeah.
Want.
I'll get the ratchet. I'm going to get the ratchet.
I'd put that down as a crave.
I might get one.
Crave.
As a crave. Hey!
Yeah, we like crave.
We like to tie in. That's always
we'll
good.
We'll play crave stuff later. So, yeah, neat. Neat stuff. Neat stuff. Want. Okay, so next in the news, it looks like Furman's been announced as one of the TFCon guests. Okay.
Awesome.
I call this a living
noted
for them.
Yay.
Of course, I mean, you know, that's cool. He has to get in a jet for that one. Yeah. He's gonna be at Auto Assembly, I assume.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he kinda has to be.
He's kinda always there.
I mean, hey. He would just show up, even if he wasn't asked to come.
He just stumbles.
Yeah, he probably would.
Oh, hey.
Well, I was supposed to be here today.
He'd be like Stan Bush at BotCon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy a table.
They didn't even invite him anymore.
Yeah, just get a table. Yeah, nice.
They give him a table for free? Woohoo!
Yeah.
Not free.
I think he got a table for free last year, I think.
He should get a table for free for that.
Yeah. So Hasbro says via their Q&A that the Starscream.
Wow.
It's just hard to say.
Wow.
Starscream Skystalker. Is it Skystalker or Skystriker? Skystriker.
Skystriker.
Skystalker or something else. Will be $50. So that's reasonable.
That's better than 90.
That's much better than 90.
Yeah. That's more like, you know, rational.
Yeah. That's more like I could conceivably buy that.
I will buy that.
That's you know.
And you might get a chance to buy it because if there's any left over after San Diego Comic Con, they will go on Hasbro Toy Shop.
Really? Or Hasbro Toy Shop will crash like it did.
Yeah, really.
Well, didn't that only happen once though?
I think was that for the Soundwave toys. I think it crashed.
No, I think it was the Alternator
Prime, right? Prime.
Yeah, it was Prime. I wasn't able to get Prime, which I don't really care. I did get Soundwave and Blaster and Pepsi Prime.
Yeah, I got Pepsi Prime, but yeah.
I don't know why I did
for free.
I don't know why. Did you win it?
Yeah.
You suck.
And then I sold it for like $20.
I don't even drink Pepsi, and I bought like so. You know, I bought so much Pepsi. It was awesome at BotCon. The Pepsi vending machine was obviously completely out of Pepsis that year. It was just kind of funny.
You know how much
is that
I
because you were drinking them all?
No.
What if no one wants a Shasta Prime.
Shasta Prime, that's awesome.
Shasta, no, that's something different.
Awesome. You only bought two XV?
I only entered two codes to get that Prime.
God almighty.
Wow. Wow. You lucky son of a bitch.
I don't really think I was because I didn't get it until months after the promotion ended, so they probably had a bunch left over and just started sending them out to everybody who had codes.
Holy crap. That's smart, actually. That's kind of like how I won Airazor in that Toonami thing back in the 90s. I just started calling hours before they put the code up on the screen. Nice. They just rang straight through, and
hey, y'all ain't gave away that Air Razor yet, have you? Okay, here's my number. How about now? Y'all still got it? Okay, yeah, I want it. Y'all, if y'all still got it, I'd like it. Okay.
So
actually, hey, expression of Kilby.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, actually.
Hey, just letting you guys know, no pants.
No pants. That's true too.
Yes.
Next call, you're getting emails.
Yes. So, the club exclusive GT Ramjet sold out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's been 24 hours.
Yeah, like gone.
I got it.
Bastard. Jealous.
Yeah,
I didn't really want it, actually.
However,
screw you,
good
Jamie.
News. Good news, everybody. Cheetor is still there.
Oh, good.
And that's the funny thing.
What happened to that?
Why does it make any sense?
Cheetor sold like 65% in a day, and then I guess it dropped.
Stalled.
I get that.
Yeah.
Stalled.
Did they overorder on Cheetor, maybe?
Cheater.
Yeah. Probably. Maybe, but well, I mean, it just seems like whoever wanted it ordered him immediately, and then there was nobody left.
Because they're not, I mean, it's not like they're buying this to, you know, just for a production run. I mean, it's they have a certain number on order already.
You know what they did is they underestimated the continued G2
fervor,
you know, insanity that people wanted.
Everyone's in G2 fever this year. Oh God, Rob, you.
I don't know. I think it's one of those deals when they showed like those animated images.
You can
stop. I was like, oh wow, that sounds really great. I want that. And so then they base their order estimates off that. Then when the actual figure comes in, everybody goes, oh, Well, let me think about that. How much is Ramjet?
There's another aspect of this too, which is that everybody wants classic stuff. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's a classic thing, they want it.
Right.
I don't think the same thing still applies to animated.
Or
give it a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. You can't get that Ramjet mold right now, but you can get that, you know, blur mold, conceivably, if you did want it.
I'm sure it's still the Toys R Us somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know,
for like,
man.
$10.
Apparently no one's bought Dirges and Thrusts, so maybe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they'll do, Phil in chat brings up a good point. I wonder if they'll do, like, another production run Ramjet, but I'm going to guess not unless they have the factory time already booked.
Did they do a second run last year of, who was it that they did? I was going to say Double Dealer, but it wasn't Double. That would have been awesome if they had done
Punch Counter Punch.
It would have been awesome if they did a Double Dealer. I would love that. But that would never happen.
Yes. Who could make a good Double?
Yeah, Punch Counter Punch.
Ooh.
They did, but they did a second run, didn't they? Or they
yes, they did. So, I mean, the question is, would they do that again for Ramjet? Or, I mean, I'm kind of surprised they were able to do a second run just because you'd have to go back to the factory and, like, find time.
Yeah, I think
it.
They just kind of stumbled into a happy accident with Punch and that they were able to.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
like
not something we should count on.
They just happened to fall into a window to where it could happen.
Your mom fell into a window.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that happened.
I'm not too sure what that means.
So, Bag of Hangers is the hottest woman on Earth, according to Maxim. What?
Huh?
What? Is down syndrome. Hottest. Okay. Is she on hot number one?
Yeah, it says the definitive list of the world's most beautiful women. She is number one.
What?
Wow.
When?
So they lost their cred there, huh?
How is this list organized? I have to wonder that.
I looked at the list.
Was it by how much money the publicist could pay them? Or
probably. Like, Olivia Munn is number two, and that makes little to no sense.
Yeah. That was a paid list, I'm pretty sure.
It probably has a little promoted icon beside of it.
Yeah. It's one of those, conveniently, all the high-ranking ones are on some product coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like number eight, according to the chat.
Are you I'm sure pretty sure at this point.
No, she was number one. It. She was number one.
And her name is Bag of Hangers.
Actually, well, I think she's just a. I think she's just a
baguette
that Michael Bay bought and stood her up in the camera. Because as you see in those trailers, she does not move.
No, she was number one. I was looking at the list. God, I'll go back to the list. Right now, the top 100.
People have made him do. I hope you're all happy with yourselves.
So, the top 100, 2011, top 100. Number one is Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, or whatever her name is. Number two is Olivia Munn. Three, Katy Perry. Four, Cameron Diaz. She's 70.
Oh, God.
Wow. What?
She's alive.
This must be an old list.
Five, no, this is 2011.
Yeah, this is current.
Five, Mila Kunis. I don't know who that is. Bar Raphael. Seven's Anne Hathaway. I like Anne Hathaway.
Wait, did you say you didn't know who Mila Kunis was?
No. I'm not 13 anymore.
Black Swan?
I'm not 13 anymore. So.
Oh, okay.
The girl from Black Swan.
Okay.
I don't know your crazy goth ballerinas.
Did you say your goth ballerinas?
Goth ballerina goth. Movie. I don't know.
Ballerina. She was also in Getting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I really liked that movie, actually.
Yeah, that was...
Britney Spears is 25.
Yeah, right.
Hey, y'all.
Is this 1995?
What, did they just get, like
before she was legal?
Just, like, start writing names down? I mean, what?
Yes.
She was hot before she was legal, I have to admit. Not so much after.
Wait.
Yeah, oh, before she shaved her head, she was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, some of us make that work.
The crazy, the hot factor, like, tipped.
Yeah. Okay, so, JD, you can tell us what you got this week, and you can show it off if you want.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to talk about the other thing first?
What is the other thing?
EG.
The other thing's Free Comic Book Day.
You can tell us about that.
Okay. Free Comic Book Day is on Saturday, the 7th, which will be after the show is posted even as well. Yes. And I guess IDW is offering a Transformers G.I. Joe comic for Free Comic Book Day, and there's a preview up on their website for it. Is this the one Marty did? Did Marty write this? That would be awesome. Oh. I think it is. So, yeah. Yep, I think so. So anyway, check that out. Go to your local comic retailer. Get you some free comics. There's all kinds of other stuff. Every comic book distributor is going to have free stuff as well. A lot of comic book shops are doing awesome stuff. So definitely want to check that out. We will be talking about it on Fanboy Versus on Sunday. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Stay tuned if you want to listen in to that, right?
Yeah. We're going to get some free comic stuff, and yeah, it's going to be good stuff. Sunday's going to be a great day for comic-related stuff that's not necessarily RFC, but other shows on the RFC.
Yes.
Keep Radio Network. Yeah. And then also I have, so in other news, yes, I got Wind Charger. So I want to thank Stu Dark Ages from the Old Oil House podcast, who hooked me the heck up and got me this wonderful little guy.
Do you love it? So,
I do love it. I love it a lot, actually. He's pretty damn cool. He's got like these little accessory hand things, and they have like clips so you can clip on like
I could tie
and stuff. Yeah.
Can he wear as a tie?
Wears a tie? Yeah, you can wear a tie.
Does that work in Oklahoma? If you like were in court or something, could you wear that as a tie and it would be legal?
What?
Just it doesn't matter.
Go for it. Are you
black? Sure, you went there, sir. So, anyway.
Nice, son.
Nice. I have this. And even though others may be gloating and having like their wheel jacks and stuff, I have Wind Charger.
Yeah, what? I don't know if that's the same.
Nobody can take that.
I think John DeLuna trumps us all in regards to what
nobody can take you. Nobody can. Yeah, you know. But okay, so I got a Rumble, but it came straight from Japan. Wow. And so, you know.
When did you get that?
You have the Frenzy to go with it.
Do what now? Oh, yeah, I got a Frenzy too.
So,
but we brag about the Rumble because the Rumble is
ready to rumble.
Nobody will ever have, right?
At this rate, we're going to have the blue one either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually have.
Randomly get a green guy named Prowl.
Psykill. The second one.
Psykill.
That's a good one.
Works out.
Nice. Brian wins with Psykill.
The green Psykill. Yes, I have that.
What, is that rare or something?
No, it was actually it's probably the least rare.
Oh.
This is the second release. Well, it came out like 85, I think, or 87, something.
It's already way more than I know about GoBots.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Okay, Rob, what was that?
Oh, I'm playing with a gun. Airsoft gun.
Is that a real gun? Oh, it's airsoft.
Hey, it's airsoft.
Georgia, everybody. Georgia.
That's right.
Oh, I think you blinded me, sir.
I did.
With science.
Put your guns
up. Wait for the dog to come out.
Is that why you have the gun?
No, I was just actually playing with it.
It's like Old Yeller? What?
Wow.
I don't think you can beat Old Yeller with an airsoft.
If it actually hits them, those things like go and fly like the opposite way.
My friend Jim lost a tooth from airsoft. So I mean, it's not that.
Well, what did you pulled out and loaded it in the gun?
Someone shot him virtually point blank.
Ouch!
Yeah, he's smart.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No, he handles.
At least did you drive by airsoft shootings?
So, let's go ahead and put on our spoiler caps. Not really.
Oh, spoiler mask.
Yeah. If you don't want to be spoiled by Transformers Sick Mind, if you're watching live, mute us for a few minutes.
We must be getting ready to talk about Sick Mind, then.
Yes, if you are watching the podcast on, skip ahead. If you're listening to the podcast, skip ahead. So, what did you guys think about Sick Mind?
Loved it.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Who wants to recap it?
I've been wondering how they're going to bring Megatron back, and this is a good way to hedge into that.
It's another one of those episodes where I really wish that Bumblebee said something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said something.
Because you had to have the little kid translate for everybody.
It's annoying.
It's annoying. Like, at first it was kind of it's kind of like the movie, he doesn't talk, and now it's like, will you just say it?
So basically, I'll summarize the episode. Nothing major. At the beginning of the episode, Ratchet and Prime found a ship that had some sort of Transformers goo plague that kills Transformers, whatever it was called. It wasn't cosmic rust.
Cosmic rust.
Wasn't
gonorrhea.
So the Decepticons had engineered it, killed a bunch of Cybertronians, blah, 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 blah. They decided that the Decepticons had to have a cure because Prime was infected. Bumblebee
went. Like the way you worded that, they decided there had to be a cure because Prime was infected.
Yes.
Well, no, they said it was they had to have a cure because Megatron made it, right? There's no reason why he wouldn't.
Right, Megatron wouldn't have made it without a cure, but I like that.
He's not that evil.
That's the reason. They read the script and realized, hey, Prime can't die.
It's true.
Cure for this.
I mean, Megatron's not that evil.
Well, it's not G1 Megatron, so he thought ahead.
Yeah. But that's very true, Rob. That's that's apt.
Oh my gosh.
That's apt. So they went to find
Never
out.
It occurred to me that
the cure. Lots of stuff happened. They decided to probe Megatron's mind. Bumblebee confronted Megatron.
Well, probing his mind wasn't their first choice, but it didn't seem like the other option would.
I was actually playing Dragon Warrior 2 on my Game Boy Color while watching this, so I'm mostly thinking back about what I did in Dragon Warrior 2. To be totally honest.
Then I killed the bat, and then...
Then I got the thunder sword, and then I was awesome.
How many slimes are in this forest? This place is filthy.
It was actually the castle... It was actually the cave to Roan. That's where I was at, so I wasn't in the forest. There you go. So someone catch the listeners up from there.
Well,
they went in Megatron's mind, and after they found the summer camp memory, they got to talk to him about how to fix this disease, and he spent the whole time killing Prime.
It's where,
this is how
the,
you fix the disease.
They were
just kept shooting imaginary things in his head.
Well, they had Megatron show on a doll where the Fallen had touched him.
Yeah.
And,
already this is the best Megatron ever, because it's like, what goes on in your brain, Megatron? Oh, another Prime. Oh, another Prime.
He just killed Prime. Oh, it was actually kind of awesome.
Oh, another Prime.
Prime is in a coma. All he does is kill Autobots all day.
So basically, Bumblebee promised Megatron that if Megatron would give him the cure, he would give him the opportunity to get out and basically kill Optimus.
Bumblebee
we'll give you a shot at killing Prime for real.
Because, he reasoned that Megatron would not want Prime to die from some sort of virus, that he would actually want to kill him himself, which is actually pretty smart. Then he double-crossed him.
It was.
Same time, Bumblebee reasons that Prime wouldn't be able to kill or Megatron wouldn't be able to kill Prime in person anyway.
Yeah. So basically, Megatron had decided. They basically decided to do that. Then basically, it was like, well, screw you. I'm just getting out of here. And Megatron had hitchhiked aboard Bumblebee's subconscious, and now he's out.
Well, Ratchet, he showed the cure for just a second, and then like
well, told Ratchet. Him he
was to him, and then Ratchet yeah, had the
Ratchet was able to get it through the
yeah.
Someone figure out the drop yeah. in logic here. So far, up till now, the only one who can understand Bumblebee is the little kid that no one likes. Yet, Megatron knows exactly what he's Raph. Saying.
Yeah. Well, I think yeah. they've shown before that all the other Autobots can understand what Bumblebee's saying, too.
At this point, what's the point of having him talk?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, Bumblebee not talking was really kind of cute and interesting at the beginning, because it's like, oh, it's like movie Bumblebee. But now it's just... It's inhibiting the plot. It's inhibiting yeah. the story.
I don't know.
Because the audience can't tell what he's saying, and if the little kid has to translate, well, yeah. then that's kind of the point is, like, the little kid doesn't have to translate, you know?
What they're trying to do is they're just trying to waste more time in the plot.
I've understood what Kenny's been talking about for 17 years. I'm good with Bumblebee.
So is Bumblebee like a 21st century robotic version of Harpo Marx?
In a way.
I guess, except they're trying to ask more. I mean, he doesn't...
Except he's gritty and serious.
But that means he cannot be alone. Like, that means he can't go do something on his own or do something with another character.
Well, he can. It has to be something that doesn't involve talking.
Yeah. But that's going to be really fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, because he's going to go bleep, bleep the whole time.
Well, he could speak in rhyme. It's hammer time.
maybe they're trying to recreate the awesomeness of R2-D2.
Possibly. Yeah. So what did we...
R2-D2, awesome. C-3PO.
We've spoken R2-D2. About what happened in the episode, but what did we like about it?
Well, one thing I noticed in this episode that I thought was cool, I think it's the first time they ever referenced in dialogue how a dead Transformer loses its color.
Yes.
He referenced it, he goes gunmetal gray. Did he just reference that it happened? Did they actually reference the mechanism by which it happens?
No, but no. Megatron did say that once he killed Prime, he would turn a lovely shade of gunmetal.
Yeah.
They actually referenced the fact that, you know, when they die, they actually turn a different color.
I did Sleeping enjoy edition. The back and forth between the characters is like, hey, someone wrote this one.
Yeah.
There was some decent dialogue, even for the characters that didn't have dialogue.
We've not really had a bad episode.
And the best part of all is that Ratchet was back.
Yes.
Yes.
God, Ratchet's awesome, because he's the most lazy Transformer ever. You guys go ahead. You know what? We're going to have a small emergency, and I'm just not even going to wake up.
Jeff Combs making it awesome.
All he did was just keep like yelling at people.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah,
I needed that.
For what? I'll figure it out. Okay.
Yeah,
I think what I learned from this episode though is that if you're going to walk into a big box full of dead bodies, bring an umbrella.
Yeah. Good call.
Just build one in your head. Just go. Oh, look! Here's some goop.
It turns out, Autobots.
Yes,
it
okay.
sucks being me.
So, in general, good episode, best episode yes. so far?
I don't know about best,
not
but
not best like, episode
Speed
so
Metal
far,
still but... kind of ranks up to pretty high.
And I liked the Scraplets one. I thought that one was really good, too.
I did, so. Too.
I liked Convoy better than this.
Really?
Yeah.
Convoy wasn't bad. And Convoy, of course, had, what's his name?
But yeah, dude whose name we can't think of right now, but that everybody likes.
Yes.
Doo-doo
Clancy Brown. Love
Knockout,
Clancy Brown.
Dead End, who?
Clancy Brown.
Doo-doo
Clancy
Brown.
Brown. Doo-doo Brown, yeah.
Doo-doo Brown.
His alter ego.
I love Clancy yes. Brown.
Sorry, his exploitation character.
We just lost JD.
Aww.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Where's video?
Bye-bye.
Bye,
how come mine's still working?
I don't know. Because you're wearing the mask.
You're still a swirl on my end, but...
Yeah, you
know.
You're still like Blueberry to me, man.
It's fine. He's good on my
Blueberry
end.
To
oh, that
me,
crashed.
Okay.
I think another point that I wanted to point out real quick about Sick Mind was the fact that because they go there, they've woken Megatron up.
Yes.
He's becoming self-aware again. So it's like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. That there's a consequence to this. You can just walk into somebody's mind and he's like, oh, I'm away. I'm dead. No, I'm not dead yet. I think I'm going to come after you guys now. Woohoo.
Nice.
Once Megatron gets out of the bathroom, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, it's basically the first season of animated again as far as Megatron's status.
Very true.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
But in this case, we don't have the humor of somebody sitting on his hand as a chair.
I will destroy you next time you fart on my hand. I swear.
Yes. So we're going to change up the show notes just a little bit. We were going to go to the comic news first, but real quick, hey, John, two things. One, the topic this week is we're just going to throw it to the chat like we do occasionally. So I want the chat to know. Be thinking of crap for us to talk about because that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, everybody in the chat.
Well, certainly preferably working. Not crap, but, you know.
Throw crap in the chat.
Throw crap in the chat.
Bounce.
Just throw it on your screen.
Yes.
It'll make it.
But what's going on in the chat so far this week, John?
Pile of poo. A big pile of poo is not going on in the chat. A couple of things. Okay, so you talked about playing with Transformers in a bathtub.
Oh, God.
Right? So we talked just real briefly about Bathformers, which brings up a good topic, actually, a quick one. Okay, do any of you guys have, like, a righteously battle-damaged, played-to-the-brink-of-death toy that you still, like, hang on to? Like, you
Cosmos. Know,
it's got, like, one eye, and it's missing an arm.
My
it's
cop,
like a Grimlock with no bottom jaw, something awesome.
I call it Grandpa.
Yes. So see, for me, for one, I still have my original Grimlock, and he's, like, he's washed out. He's, like, you know, sun-drenched. He's missing his lower jaw. But he can still chew. Slowly. He's probably worth like 10 cents in the recycling bin, but I'll hold on to him forever. So does anybody have any righteously damaged toys that they hang on to?
Jesus. Anybody? Anything.
You hold on to... Rob, you don't throw away anything, buddy. So somewhere in that basement, you've got to have some like awesome toys with like missing limbs, dustware.
Some I bought that way.
Okay, so I'll pull out something that I got for my 10th birthday, and it's one of the more surreal things I've ever gotten. I'll put it up on the primary video. It's not a Transformer. My dad got this for me at a drugstore for my 10th birthday. It's a kid on a skateboard. Awesome. I have never been on a skateboard in my entire life.
Maybe he was trying to give you a hint.
I don't know.
Yeah. Get on a skateboard, kid.
For my 10th birthday, my dad gave me this. I have never understood once why. But I keep it here as a memento.
Keep it right there next to you.
Yes.
Nice.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Nice. I don't know why I still have the homemade shockwave that's currently in my living room.
A homemade shockwave?
I'll go get it.
Okay.
All right.
And that makes the chat segment all worthwhile. Hey, while he's getting his homemade shockwave, another question came up in the chat. Just a general question. Okay, step back and just describe at this point Transformers Prime. Is it a good series? Is it an entertaining series? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a 6.
Yeah.
It's a 6.
I bet we interrupt it when it's on. Take a look at the new episodes.
It's definitely not bad.
Rough. Think about it.
No,
isn't
6
it,
is above average. 6 is above average.
Yeah. No, I think 6 would be about average, actually.
It's 7. Better. It's, yeah, it's better than the Unicron trilogy, far and away.
At least better than Energon, anyway.
It's better than G1, honestly.
Hard.
I mean, for what it is.
So somebody said, like,
than G1,
about
man.
Picking up the series, catching up from episode 1. Like, what's your reaction? Is it like, yeah, cool. It's worth it?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, it's most definitely worth it, I think.
What on earth? Is that what?
I get ranges from ludicrous to, okay, I'll watch.
What did you make that?
I don't think I've been floored with anything yet.
What did you make that from, Rob?
Sculpey.
That's nice.
I was making a Sculpey version of the cover of that issue, and I gave up.
Number 4?
Yeah. The Grimlock I'm making fell apart.
Or 5. Is it 4 or 5?
5.
5?
Yeah, I think it's 5. Cause that's,
it should be
yeah,
5.
It's 5.
Yeah. I got skills, y'all.
Very nice, very nice.
And now I'm going to shoot it with an airsoft gun.
Yeah. My wife, for my birthday last year, made me a cake that had a Soundwave. Oh my god! that had a shockwave that was made from fondant.
I missed.
A fondant shockwave.
You're 5 inches from it and you missed.
Golly.
Try shooting an airsoft. Those things go everywhere.
Very nice. Anything else, John?
No, that's it. Other than now, I totally want like a Rob improv talk soup type show now. We have to do that.
That's RFC.
I want 30 minutes of like unbridled, unscripted Rob Springer. Because obviously it would be gold.
Rob, if you can squeeze it in.
For a year and a half.
Well, we're not paying him enough.
Rob, AJD, if you can get Amanda in on this. Viewers.
Oh, good, good.
To be fair, you only scared one, but, you know.
It's going to keep going, though.
The JD's wife, Amanda, and Rob were on New Soundwave once, and it was gold. It was amazing. If we could repeat that, like, every week.
I remember that episode. It was awesome.
We could retire. Yeah.
Me and Hoop do a show called Robin Hoop Drink Mad Dog 2020.
I would listen to that. I would watch that. I would produce that.
What are you doing over there? I don't know.
You know, honestly, I'll be honest with you. One of the reasons I love doing the show, it's an excuse to just get together. And Rob, if you could get an excuse to get together with Hoop and drink Mad Dog, I would do whatever I can to make that happen.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Okay, chat. Be thinking about stuff to talk about. I think Barricade mentioned street dates coming up, so we'll talk about that here shortly. Amy, what's going on in the comics world?
Comic world, comic news, comic stuff. Okay, yes, Rising Storm issue 4 is out today.
Did you like it?
I did. I liked it. It was a very great end to the movieverse stuff. I mean, it's working up to the movie, and I have to say, if I enjoy the movie at all, it'll be because of all of the stuff that I'm reading in the comics. Because, I mean, right now, this is like the work up to the movie. And so, like, I wasn't around for the other two. So this, to me, is the fun part where I'm like, oh, we don't know what's coming out. We're all, you know, making hypotheses about what's going to happen in the movie. And we're reading the comics and we're having fun. And there's lots of action in the comics right now. And I'm really enjoying it, so...
So how's Archie doing?
How's Archie? I have no idea.
Best comic
Who's
ever.
Archie. What about Jughead?
Yeah.
Jughead's eating hamburgers and complaining about leather shoes.
But just to sum up real quick, in this last issue, Shockwave finishes destroying Diego Garcia, and he then takes a stab at... Oh, spoilers, so...
Yes.
If you guys haven't read it, probably want to like mute for the next 2 minutes, so...
I'll say the non-spoiler version after you say it, okay, Amy?
Okay, all right.
Oh, go ahead, Rob. Let me know
where to go. Okay. Shockwave, he goes to attack Optimus Prime in Philadelphia, and only to have his pet worm thing save him when Prime takes his head off.
whoa, really? Man. Pet worms?
That happened.
The big worm thing, see, in the trailer is in the comics as well. So it basically, the ending puts it in an uncertain place for the bots. They're licking their wounds and counting their dead. It was really nice and action-packed. The trade paperback is going to be out later this month or early next month. So if you guys haven't picked up your single issues, you can check it out. And you can pick up the trade paperback soon. So, yeah.
Or are they licking their dead and counting their wounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could. I don't know.
Can they do both?
Creepy, but yeah, maybe you could do both. Yeah, but yeah, that was the issue. It was good.
Non-spoiler version. Sucked. I'm kidding.
No, I like this series. This is a good series.
I'm being comical.
That sounds interesting. I mean, it's definitely.
As far as IDW thing,
this is only the second IDW comic that I've liked. So yeah. I mean,
it's actually been a pretty entertaining. I do like the way it's progressed. It's like usually at IDW comics, it's been like, here's the premise, issue, wrap it up.
Yeah,
but isn't that the case with any?
This one, it's like it might still be doing that, but I'm enjoying the filler space.
Yeah.
So you know,
the dialogue is really witty. It's paced well. It's a fun little comic. So if, you know. I'm glad to hear that you guys are liking it, because most of the time you guys are like, no, it stinks. So the fact that you guys like it is a good thing.
Yes, it stinks, but we have to cover it, because
it must be doing something right if the RFC crew love it.
It's no Kool-Aid, man, but it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anything else going on with comics? Any news or anything going on?
No. No, not really. Nothing else has been announced. Sorry.
How are you liking your iPad 2?
I am loving it right now. We just got it today. My husband picked it out of the mail and opened it up. And I don't know if you guys can still see the video for the iPad. That I'm. Oh, good. You good. Awesome. No, well,
not
technology. Yay. I love it.
I'm not going to start doing the show on an iPad 2, but I would love to have one during the show so I can play stuff on it.
I mean, let me see this. I have to go on Ustream. You're not showing up on Skype on this side, but
You might have to go to Ustream to see it. But
There's some Skype issues going on. So, hey, I guess let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to go to the Crave Corner for this week. Rob and I, mostly me this week. We were joined by Cole Sickler again from Crave.com, and we talked about the hot toys for the week. That was fun. I really like Cole.
Cole is a really cool dude.
He's a really cool dude. So yeah. He's really likable. Love having him on. And after that, XV and Peter speak with Blitzwing 1975 Mike from TFormers.com, and we actually sit down and review some of the early Dark of the Moon toys. So that's going to be really fun. So let's go ahead and watch that, and we'll be back with John and his Rumble and Frenzy. Jealous. So excellent. Very jealous. Okay.
Damn it.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this. So this is Crave Corner. I'm Brian Kilby, and with me I have Cole Sickler.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Cole. How's it going?
Pretty good today. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Rob was here, but he was Comcasted, so he will not be here with us on this edition of Crave Corner. So why don't you tell us what's going on this week in the world of Crave.com?
So last week, one of our users somehow managed to get a hold of a couple DOTM figures. So I've been spending a lot of time this week actually updating our catalog to get the DOTM toy line in there.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, one guy, he listed four Sentinel Primes under the animated Sentinel Prime. So we kind of decided it'd be good to get the actual listings and some product photos up. So I've been working on that the past 2 days.
So how much work goes into doing something like that? Whenever a new line pops up, you have to update your catalogs, I guess.
Updating the catalog itself isn't super, like, putting a new product in the catalog isn't super time-consuming, but, like, tracking down, because Hasbro doesn't really have, like, a database where you can look it all up in one spot. No. So kind of tracking down the specific information, the list, the series, the sub-series, the types, because DOTM has a lot of different sort of subgroups within it.
Yes, it does.
There's the Mech Tech, the Speedstar, and what was the third one? Anyway, so I've been working on that. And we're pretty excited for when those officially hit retail stores, although I've been seeing news posts on Cybertron that some are sneaking into Targets and stuff across the country.
Yeah, some stores are breaking street date on that. I've been looking, but so far nothing.
Yeah. So, so we're getting that in, so we'll be ready for when that hits. And then after that, we got to put the Transformers Prime ones in as well.
I'm very excited about those.
Yeah,
very,
I was looking at the stock photos, and some of them are very cool looking.
Yeah. Are you watching that series, by the way?
I watched the miniseries, but I moved and don't have television right now. So I haven't been watching the official first season, but the miniseries was good, and I will definitely catch up when I have time.
Yes, you should. It's very enjoyable. Yeah. So what are some of the really awesome deals or some of the really interesting items that have popped up this week? Anything in particular that comes across?
Yeah, well, one of our users listed a lot of sealed-in-bag BotCon exclusives from previous years.
Those are always in high demand.
Yeah, one user listed a bunch, and then a different seller listed like the complete 2009 box set. So let me see. We got we have an open CAT scan, open complete for about 50, and then there's one in its box for 100. Tap Out, Glyph, Springer, Dreadwind, Bug Bite, Razor Claw. So just like a mishmash of a bunch of the exclusives over the past 10 years of BotCon. It's pretty cool to look at them. And they're all sealed in bag, like as mint as they can be.
Excellent, excellent. So you mentioned that Dark of the Moon, some items hit. Any movement like in Generations? I think we mentioned Warpath last week. That's something that I've been looking for.
So we had two that were both bought up by the same buyer, actually, and then two more went up, which I snagged one of them after a couple days of it being on the site.
Congratulations.
And so there is currently a Warpath on there. And what was the other Generations that popped up? I think we have a Wheeljack chilling on the site at the moment. And then we have a couple Sergeant Cups, as usual. But I'm finding that people, like, based on the commenting, when we do have a new Generations item go up, they're hard to find in retail right now, I guess, because stores are getting ready for DOTM.
Yeah, like my Walmart and my Target are both clearancing out stuff. So if I really want a tuner mud flap really cheap, I can get one. But, you know, I don't really want one of those.
Yeah. Let's see. Our web development also did some site maintenance. So the site is running a lot faster than it was before the AWS crash we experienced a week ago.
S3, is that what you guys are running on? Amazon S3.
We're on Amazon. Yeah, we were actually down for about 2 days because of the crash. We have two cups, a scourge, and that's it for now. Oh, someone actually just bought the Warpath, so Warpath is currently gone on Crave.
I need to get one. So I guess we can go ahead and wrap up for this week. Tell us how to find Crave on the internet.
Okay, well, it's real simple, www.crave.com, and then you're going to Facebook Connect, and is there a way you can do, like, a image share so people can see what I'm doing on the computer?
Not easily, no.
Okay, and then real quick, we're really encouraging people to do, once you sign up, you click your Crave, and you can pick by series or, you know, different generations, and you can actually click the ones you have and the ones you want, and then based on what you say you want, we'll tailor our email notices that we send out to what you've clicked on based on the characters and specific figures you've said you've wanted. So when you sign up, we definitely encourage you to do that so you can get notifications right away.
So when you do Facebook Connect, that automatically makes you don't have to go to, like, Facebook to become a fan or anything. It automatically connects.
Yeah, well, if you go to Crave,
Rob showed up.
Hey, Skype started working again.
Fantastic. Hey, Brian. So hey, we're Brian. About done,
hey,
Rob.
Cold
slither. So
I need
you
to
show up just
with
in
a
time.
Clever bastardization of your name.
Rob's a jerk sometimes. So it automatically connects you with Facebook. So, but you guys are on Twitter too, aren't you?
We have a Twitter feed, but in order to be a member of Crave, you Facebook Connect, and then there's no real... I mean, you Facebook Connect, and then we sort of pull your information, and there's no real sign-up process. It's real quick and easy.
Fantastic. Rob, you got any questions for Cole this week?
Sorry, I'm brain dead. Anything you looking forward to down the road, Cole?
Anything I'm looking forward to down the road?
Yeah, as far as Transformers, anyway.
With Transformers? Well, yeah, there's lots of things I'm looking forward to down the road. Thor's coming out on Friday. yeah, well, I'm excited to see a lot. We've had a lot of buzz from fans about DOTM figures and a couple who have gotten somehow, I don't know, maybe boxes fell off the truck or whatnot. But we've seen a couple sort of hack listings from other products. It's someone listed Sentinel Prime under the animated Sentinel Prime. But so I'm excited. I'm updating the catalog right now. I was telling Brian to include DOTM. So we're pretty excited for when those hit stores officially, and people and the fans are pretty excited about it too.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be sooner than later because Target's apparently breaking streak
date
on those.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cybertron's got a lot of news posts about that right now. So
yeah,
cool.
So you got a lot of work ahead of you, man.
Well, I'm almost done with the SCEP catalog updating. There's a couple, you know, strays that I have to track down and get up there, but for the most part, I think we'll be ready.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, I guess that does it for this week, Cole. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
You can All vehicles in the Wheel Warriors collection are sold separately. Some parts not for use with some toys. New from Mattel. Watch out! Beast Walker is coming! Can Trailblazer stop him? The ultimate battle coming soon.
Okay, everybody. I am here with Mike, a.k.a. Blitzwing, from TFormers.com. He's our resident review guru, so we also have XV about some toys that he was able to pick up about a week and a half before the street date. So, Mike, why don't you give us a rundown of what kind of toys you got, and XV, you can join in and you guys can talk about the toys.
Sure thing. First off, I was able to score two of the leader classes from Target. First one already has a review up on TFormers.com, and that would be Sentinel Prime here. My kind of had a average take on him. I mean, aesthetically, as far as he looks great. Robot mode, vehicle mode, just look awesome. The Rosenbauer vehicle mode is very accurate to the real life model. Robot looks good, but durability wise, I see problems. There's quite a bit of rubber parts used throughout, which we know over time, especially with UV and all that, rubber is going to degrade. And the transformation process is not very fluid. There's a lot of little snaps, tabs that you have to meticulously align. And especially with kids and impatient people, I don't see it being something that's going to be transformed to and fro very often before getting left in the corner in kind of a half-state pile. I also see with all those tabs, eventually they're going to snap. You're going to have stress at the hinges because people are going to be trying too hard to get all those little tabs and all those panels lined up right.
This is kind of sounding like a Masterpiece Rodimus thing going on here.
Little bit. I never punked down the money for MP09. I probably never will. $200.
You're smarter than Kilby was.
Well, I'm not attesting to that, but anyway, you know, he's great playability. His mech tech function works pretty good. I've noticed a couple of comments after the review that some thought the mech tech on the alt mode side looked a little funky, but if you think of it more as a slice and dice battering ram, it actually goes along pretty good.
Can you give us a quick look at the mech tech weapon on that?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. What you have here is you have the shield, which if you press here, well, for some reason the spring's not working right, but extend it like this, and then you have this two-bladed staff here, and you connect it to the top of the shield like so. That's basically what the mech tech weapon looks like. And then you simply take the alt mode here, and you'll see there's two pegs sitting right here by the light bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you attach it, and as you attach it, you get a little combat sound. Well, that's after you fold that down. Oh. Well, shoot. It just all came back apart on me.
It's not exactly one to work on camera, is it?
No, this is my first experience working on camera, so.
Well, you know, kids, animals, and complicated electronics.
Right. There we go.
Also, I'd like to just go ahead and thank you for calling it a light bar instead of a siren like most people would.
Right. Well, pet I do have some.
You good know, to know. I'm going to call it a siren from now.
Industry, yeah. You know, as my primary job, so I do have the right. Okay, so that's basically what it looks like with the MechTech weapon installed.
I like the sound too. That's real nice.
And yeah, you get the siren, and then when you take it off, you get a transform down sound. Huh. Usually, didn't work that time. But I mean, he's a nice figure, but for people who might not like a very specific transformation that requires parts be aligned just right, it might not be something they want them to handle a lot. And especially for small kids, I wouldn't recommend it. It's probably a bit above what they're used to.
It's sounding kind of like the Revenge of the Fallen Leader Optimus in terms of complexity, but maybe without the satisfying
it's
element
so
of it.
It's not so much that it's complex, it's just there's so much that has to go together just right. And if you have the fist turned the wrong way, or if you don't have the legs spread apart just right, the tabs won't come in. You'll have alignment off on one side, and then you'll kill yourself trying to figure out why it's off, and then realign it, and it gets frustrating.
Not so much Leader Optimus Prime, but more like an alternator.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, the next one we had was Leader Bumblebee. Now, there it goes. For me, this guy is an oversized Human Alliance figure, for lack of a better word. It felt like a large knockoff. And this is the mech tech weapon here for him. And this is where all the electronics are. Bumblebee himself has no electronics in him whatsoever. But
so it's kind of like a G2 weapon pack then.
You just slide that out. And then you got, twin missile pack and this little cannon that, as you love. Push it in, you get a cheap little, dog and pony shit there. And it kind of haphazardly snaps to the back, to his back. But this is probably my least favorite figure out of the five. He just has that look of a oversized Human Alliance figure. And when you put him in alt mode, he looks chunky. It looks like a big Tonka toy. The tires just look wrong, and he just looks misproportioned.
Hmm.
And then the mech tech weapon simply snaps on the roof, same functionality.
Right.
With all the Bumblebees that have been coming out the last 3 or 4 years, I asked the question, was this one really necessary? Especially considering all the Ultimates that are still sitting on shelves, clogging the bottom half of the aisle.
Poor Battle Ops Bumblebee.
Somewhere there's got to be somebody selling those things for Hasbro to say, "Hey, let's make a leader now." I don't see it.
Somebody convinced somebody up at corporate that they needed a.
Yeah, well, I think somebody needs to.
Well, it could be worse. It could have been a leader class Skids or Mudflap.
Could have. Touche. he even transforms very similar to the Human Alliance mode. And one of the things that really knocks me off here is that, you think for $45 they could do something better with the rear end than have it hang off the back of the knee like they did in Human Alliance. People would equate a leader class figure to something of a masterpiece quality. And I mean, like I said, I don't get that vibe with this. I get that vibe let's just upscale the Human Alliance figure, charge a little more money. People will buy it because it's Bumblebee and the kids will cry in the aisle all day to get it.
Now, did you actually like the Human Alliance Bumblebee itself?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I wasn't in love with it, but I thought it was a rather decent figure. Go ahead.
It's just that you think they should have tried something different engineering-wise with it, and that's why this isn't grabbing
you. I think they should have been a little more complex with how they did him. I mean, especially for $45, they should have made him a little more detailed, a little less kibble hanging off the leg, a little better with the mech tech weapon.
Let me ask you one more thing about that before we get onto the Voyagers. Sure. You were saying Sentinel Prime is kind of really complex to transform. You don't think it'd be really easy for kids to do. Is Bumblebee any better in that regard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if you can transform the Human Alliance Bumblebee, you can transform this one.
Mm-hmm.
The arms are a little bit different. They're a little tricky, but they're not hard to figure out. It's just you got to twist them a certain position to get them in. But, he's almost like every other Bumblebee. Legs fold up. Trunk flip or the hood flips back,
mm-hmm.
Line the roof in place. That's pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah, maybe they just went with the proven established engineering style for this, so it could be a little easier for kids to transform then.
Right, which is possible and entirely fair, yeah. But my only contention is, you have so many of them, this was the opportunity.
Right.
Out, and instead,
right, I get you.
You know. So, okay, with that in store, we'll go to the Voyagers. First one is Shockwave. Now everybody's
purple snow crab.
He's at pretty position, and he's got a very mech organic look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a little bit different because everybody thinks the Shockwave as this cold mechanical being. You know, he's got a real good organic look going here. Of course, he's got his cannon arm on the right side, which has a mech tech weapon. Take this little tab, and as you fold it up, you can see that he has twin guns that come out along with the cannon. The nice part is, unlike the other mech tech weapons, you can actually lock this tab in place.
Oh, good.
So that the cannons will actually stick out. And the other nice thing, of course, you see where he has his energy pipe going from his back to his cannon.
His rubber hose.
The rubber hose, whatever you want to call it. You can actually, if it doesn't stick, you can take that off. And now he has a full right arm.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So you can have a more symmetrical look to him if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the blade here on the left side is also taken off, and you can combine it with the cannon, you know, to have a bayonet-style weapon.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
The alt mode is the typical movie Cybertronian, lazy-looking...
Snow crab.
You know, I looked at it, and I thought, where have I seen this before? JC's Wheeled Warriors. If you remember that show from the mid to late 80s, I looked at that and I was like, that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of one of those JC Wheeled Warriors vehicles.
That's not a reference I was expecting in this.
It's not a reference I understand whatsoever.
I know there's a couple forum members that will instantly pick up on that because I know of at least one who has talked about before. But anyway, getting back on track. It gets more asymmetrical in alt mode too because the cannon mounts on the right and the blade mounts on the left because the arms become the side of the cannon.
Okay.
So you're not going to have a central cannon design. You're going to have a cannon offset to the right, has no kind of rotation, tilt, and value up. It's a static cannon, which is kind of a bummer for a tank-based weapon. However, the mech tech option, when you fold it out, it makes it look a little better because then you get the cannons that flip out on the side, kind of fills in that void in the middle of the tank.
Okay.
So there's a little redemption there, but for people who like that techno-organic look, it might go over well, but for people who expect them maybe a little bit more smooth mechanical or something a little more plausible for Earth basis, they might not go for Shockwave as much.
Well, he's supposed to be a Cybertronian thing.
It depends on your taste, really.
Right.
So, but,
just like all the movie stuff.
So if Shockwave came from the Beast Machines era, then it'd be good to go.
Sort of. Kind of like a Transmetal, almost.
Or maybe a Transmetal 2?
Yeah, perhaps. But, I mean, I do like the robot mode. I'm not much of an organic robot mode lover, but I do have appeal to the robot mode. And I think there's a lot of good playability in it. The alt mode isn't going to be for everybody.
Just like Revenge of the Fallen Megatron.
Right. Except a little better executed. Okay, I'm going to save the best for last, but I'm going to go over to the Optimus Prime figure. And no, he's not the best. I've had the first two Voyager modes. They have their quirks. The robot mode looks really good here. And the mech tech weapon is basically an ion cannon. And you push this little tab in, and you get twin blasters but it doesn't hold in place. As soon as you let go, snap.
Actually, I've heard that you can twist the lever on that to one side, and it will actually catch and hold open.
This thing's so small, it's hard to grasp.
And I hope I'm right so that I don't compel you to break your toy.
I take that back. You are right.
Now all you hear is snap.
Hold it in place. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad it didn't break.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for the snap.
So yeah, I mean it's a pretty nice weapon for Optimus Prime. It's nothing extravagant, you know, but it does serve a good purpose. And Prime, for the most part, I mean, you got these beefy, you know, I don't know if these are supposed to represent Jetfire's backpack, you know, on the back here. These are actually his fuel tanks in alt mode.
Maybe he's just equipped for intercontinental ballistic warfare.
Well, that's very possible. The alt mode on this lacks. The fenders on the side have big gaps in it. The rear end has a huge gap in it. Doesn't look fluid. You can mount the ion cannon either to the fifth wheel on the back, or you can mount it against the cab on the side. But it just, to me, it just doesn't look right. And then you'll see here, like on the arms, this actually is his hood here.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it's got kind of like this translucent clear glass, like it's a solar panel. I don't know if that's what it's meant to be. It just looks funky. And then you'll see on the back of the legs, too, this actually makes up his roofline.
And you got the same thing.
Kind of glassy solar panel effect here. It just doesn't feel right.
Optimus is taking your faces, but it's going green, so it's okay.
Yeah. He does have smokestacks. They do extend. And they're kind of a semi-hard plastic. They're not rubber. They're kind of a pliable plastic. So there is one consolation. You don't have a short stack, you know, which seems to bother a lot of Optimus Prime toy fans.
So in your opinion, this isn't really a good successor to Battle Blades Optimus?
Not really, no. I mean, the robot mode is great. And if you keep it there, you might like it. But the robot mode just... Or the alt mode just has, I don't know, it feels like it's missing. It feels like there's parts that fell off in shipment.
I like that. It's like if you don't use it as an actual Transformer, it's a great toy.
Right.
It's a very good Action like, Master like, release. Like
right. A good like dual model kit.
As for last, as I promised with Skyhammer, the five I've gotten, this one I've liked the best. And I mean, there is one problem I had with this. He's missing a blade, which really just cheesed me. I looked all over the box, couldn't find it. You know, Hasbro's impeccable quality control. What are you going to do?
Well, things happen.
Yeah, so when I did the galleries, I tried to move the blades around a lot, so you couldn't really tell that one blade was missing. But if you look hard enough, you're going to see it.
Well, it's okay. After the 16th, you'll have no problem exchanging it for a complete one.
Yeah, exactly. I've kept all my receipts, you know, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is that the blades actually snap to the back, so he has kind of that snapped-on front pack look, you know. I guess kind of a combat look to it. You know, like he's wearing like a magazine.
A bandolier?
Right. There you go. I mean, very good. I mean, it's hard to say that he's even a movie-verse figure. He's got kind of a mechanized, you know, G1 or Cybertron feel to him versus being, you know, kind of a techno-organic type.
So more like Pterodive or Tomahawk rather than standard movie toy.
And then, of course, he has his, you know, mech tech weapon here where he's got this twin cannon, and then you push this in, and this blade flips out.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing here. You can actually push that down, and it kind of holds.
Yeah, as far as I understand, the deluxe mech tech weapons don't hold open at
all. Yeah, there you go. So that holds in place if you twist it in the back there. Which is okay. I mean, if you bolt it to the side, then you got a rather long, you know, blade hanging off the arm.
That does look a little awkward.
It does. You know, if they had it more towards up in the upper arm or the shoulder, it probably would have looked a little more sustainable. Mm-hmm. He's pretty fun to transform. He's not overly complex. There is a little aligning to do, but it's a very unique, as you can tell, the shoulders become the cockpit. You know, this is actually the top with the rotor assembly here. And then it all kind of nicely folds into place. His legs are actually the tail section. The helicopter mode is very believable. 3-point wheel landing gear. The mech tech weapon could either attach to the cockpit underneath or to either side of the fuselage below the rotor assembly.
Okay.
So, well,
let me ask you one thing about this. Between this and Blazemaster, which one's the better toy?
This, by far. I wouldn't even. I consider Blazemaster online with something like Cybertron Backstop.
Something that your surprise doesn't just catch on fire all by itself.
Yeah, there you go. So far, you know, I would say that Skyhammer is about the best out of the five. Which a lot of people seem like, before they actually saw it, they kind of discounted Skyhammer. They didn't think he was going to be a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now that, you know, in a couple of days we've had the gallery up on the news site, people have turned around and said, wow, he's actually a pretty nice figure. I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
so
actually, it sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
That's all I've been able to score.
Okay, so I know it's still early in the Dark of the Moon line, but as it compares to the previous movie lines, how do you think the toys are stacking up?
I think they're stacking up pretty good so far. Again, it seems like the non-movie figures are excelling versus the old guard. As you see, you know, Bumblebee was Prime, new character Shockwave, pretty good. Sentinel Prime's got his merits. Skyhammer, I don't know if he's in a movie or not. I don't think he is, but he looks great.
They definitely glazed over him when we were at Toy Fair. I mean, they didn't really. He just kind of stood there. He just kind of stuck there to the wall, really. We're not sure, but that is a definitely interesting trend. Is that it seems like Hasbro is, as they know that these these names like Optimus Prime or Bumblebee are sure sellers.
Right. It almost seems like they feel like they're constrained when it comes to the figures that are actually in the movie, and they kind of go outside the box with the non-movie figures, and a lot of times the non-movie figures end up being more desirable than the actual movie characters themselves.
Yeah, there's only so many ways that you can redo the same designs again and again.
Right.
And by now, the Hasbro designers have to be getting a little tired of it, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, how many different versions of Bumblebee and Optimus Prime and Ironhide have you had? You know,
apparently a lot. All the first movie
figures and bumping them up the leader class out of either laziness or just, what else can we do? We've done Voyagers, right. We've done Deluxes, we've done Legends, we've done Gravity Bots, we've done, you know, Stealth Force. I mean, what else is left?
Well, hopefully, if the next movie isn't an outright reboot, we at least get some redesigns of the main characters.
You can only hope.
So, Peter, do we have any more questions?
No, I think you guys had some good, back and forth. And hopefully this will give a lot of people some quick hits about which ones they should pick up as soon as they see them on the shelves, which ones to snatch up and which ones not to.
I do scouting, you know, once or twice a week, and I'm always looking out. If I find some more, of course, you know, I'll be joining you at BotCon this year, Peter. So, I've only got a few weeks to try to get as many of these guys as I can up and running on review before I got to scoot down to Pasadena and, you know, do coverage there for 4 days. So, you know, I'm going to be a very busy little critter here for a while.
That's good. All right. Well, thanks, Mike, once again for joining us. And you'll keep putting up some more reviews on T-Formers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably have Bumblebee up tomorrow, and then I'm planning to have these all five of them done by Sunday of this week. So hopefully I'll get a week of rest before it's crunch time.
All right, we're churning them out like always. So so just keep your eyes peeled on tformers.com for any reviews. And all right, well, thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks, XV. And this has been a good little review for the Dark of the Moon toys.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So this week in history, on May 4th, 2009, this is a huge day, y'all. Burger King announces their Revenge of the Fallen promotion. This includes the barbecue double stacticon.
Can I get a hell yeah?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My first corner.
Which looks tasty, I have to say.
It was tasty. Oh, my God, I ate so many of those.
I'm
hungry right now.
Yeah, I think I could go for one.
I was unemployed at the time, and I put on 60 pounds during my unemployment. Let's do the math.
Wow.
That was a good hamburger, yo.
That's good. It's got bacon. Bacon's important.
Bacon, cheese, and barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce and two meat patties. Pickles.
Or three.
So, or three.
Can I get pickles?
You could get one, you get two, and you get three. And it was like dirt. And it's
like a PK stacker that's out now.
That's what it is. They replaced the sauce with barbecue sauce, and that was it. But thing is, it was damn good.
They better. You know what I miss from Burger King?
For Dark of the Moon.
Remember the Big Steakhouse King burger, and they had the loaded version of it?
We have that now.
With the baked potato topping.
Oh, no. There's one of those burgers that tasted like butane. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, wow.
Was that a benefit?
No. That must have been a nice little barbecue sauce, right?
The best Burger King burger, though, was the Big King, which was basically just the double cheese, basically a Big Mac with Burger King patties. I mean, it was good. A flame-broiled Big Mac.
Rob,
do what now?
Hey, Rob, I assume you know like Denny's has that whole menu that's devoted to bacon, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
But it's like an orgy of bacon, and the menu is shaped like three strips of bacon.
It's the, what did Dave die of again? menu,
essentially. And they have a sundae with bacon on it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
Way.
Yeah.
To add points to that, my RSS feeder goes boing whenever it gets a new hit, and it said that the minute you said Wendy's bacon menu.
Wow.
It was like, oh, hey. Yeah.
What's up? No, Denny's, bacon dude. Denny's. Don't go to Wendy's. You'll be disappointed.
Oh, okay. No wonder. Denny's. I was wondering. Denny's. I'm like, I've never seen this.
Denny's has that cheese stick sandwich, which is amazing.
I do have a Denny's near my office that I
get
can probably
you those, yo. It's terrible for you, so I only eat like one a year. But it's like a grilled cheese sandwich with cheese sticks in it.
Wow.
Exactly. It's like, oh my God, this is what death tastes like. Like the greasy fort even touches you. Like, oh, Jesus.
Excellent. Okay. So I guess we can go ahead and go to our topic this week.
Had a foodgasm.
Yes.
On air.
John, tell us what the chat is throwing out in this edition of Third of the Chat.
The chat is throwing out good stuff. They answered the Call of Duty. Okay, so a couple of things came up with Dark of the Moon, obviously. So do you guys have any, like, fresh opinions on Cyberverse toys and or what you want to see in the toy line and of what you've seen, what's disappointing? So there's a lot to chew on. So first, Cyberverse stuff.
I'm a little disappointed in some of the Cyberverse stuff, like the Top Spin. I just don't like the look of it. That's the toy I'm most looking forward to, for obvious reasons.
I can actually afford this toy line.
So is there anything that you've seen in the toy line that looks particularly good or bad?
Honestly, the Wrecker, Leadfoot, his figure is not so amazing in Cyberverse. I think that's like the only disappointing version of any of these Wrecker characters, because it just like, well,
Top
they all
Spin,
look like
he looks
Top
like,
Spin. I don't think I've seen him
the,
yet.
The Cyberverse version is the one that I think we first saw it. It looks like, God, it almost looks like Ejector became a car or something.
I like the way it sounds.
It's, I don't know.
No, well,
he has funky shoulders that I just don't like.
To To give it levity, though, the Leadfoot, I think, is a Legion class, so it's a tiny figure, so you can't expect a masterpiece. But they take the standard car robot form with the chest and all that, and basically you got... Actually, it's the most awesome figure now I think about it, because it actually is the ultimate NASCAR robot, because it's got this big old beer belly. I'm buying two now. Take that back. I want two of those.
Cyberverse Bumblebee looks fantastic, though.
Yeah. The Starscream looks good, too. They finally made a new mold, because it's still Legion class, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They did, didn't they?
Yeah, it actually looks pretty good, because... Let me see if I got... I know I have them in here somewhere. Unless he's in the coffin downstairs.
Yeah. The Mudflap Cyberverse toy looks pretty good, except for the head, which is a Mudflap head.
Yeah. Well, the Mudflap Legend was pretty good. It actually worked pretty well in that medium.
Skids doesn't work quite as well.
Brian, I saw one of the records is going to get a Human Alliance.
Yeah, it's not Top Spin. It's
no, but that gives you
Roadbuster.
Roadbuster.
Roadbuster and Leadfoot are getting one.
So probably your lowest car will probably come.
Hopefully, the Human Alliance figure will be me, and I'll get to hang out with Top Spin all day.
Hopefully, there'll be a Human Alliance Steeljaw. And hopefully Steeljaw's in the damn movie, because that's too awesome not to happen.
I do like that even the Cyberverse Top Spin has a mullet, though.
Yes. He has a mullet, and he has a dome.
But he's like a total shell former. I mean, if the Dark of the Moon Wreckers were also Beast Wars Neo Toys, it would be Top Spin.
What?
It's a total shell former.
I saw.
It could not be more of a show.
Here's the topic. Here's the topic you guys don't touch, but the chat demands you touch.
Uh-oh.
Inappropriate. Third-party
Hanson's
toys.
Not around, is he?
So third-party toys. So we've got Devastator and not Shockwave. He's Cyclops. Get it? It's coming out. So you got any thoughts? Do you guys even pay attention to that kind
of
stuff these days?
Some of it.
If it's not like Fans Project or, you know... A certain caliber of toy.
I don't, you know, particularly plan on ever buying that, but I do keep up with the news on a kind of ADD basis. So I keep pretty much aware of it, but it looks cool. But once again, the only third-party stuff I'm interested in is accessories. That it really doesn't make any sense, but that's the only stuff I really pay too much attention to. Be like, oh, cool, a new one. Whatever. Oh, a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. A head? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Armor? That's $90. Maybe. Or this toy is a slavish replica of Masterpiece Optimus, but like a third as big. Not interested.
I do have to as far as the third party got figures go, that reflector, because it's so small, has gotten my attention just because it's like almost like Mini-Con's size. It's like, wow, that's really cool. I'm not paying.
But for the price, yeah. It's just ridiculous. The cost.
I'll just go to the flea market. Hi, animated Megatron. Hi, I can't transform.
Oh, really? That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, that'll be how I get this reflector, because I guarantee you it's going to pop up there.
Okay, last question. Can BotCon be my backyard next year?
Yes.
Can BotCon be in my backyard next year?
Yes, as long as you move to wherever BotCon is.
Dude, right. if BotCon is where Peter lives, I would be fine with that, except for the crime.
Conceivably, it could be cheaper to actually move where BotCon is than to actually attend the BotCon.
You live in Maryland, correct, Peter?
I live in Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. Oh, that's not bad then. Never mind.
Well, I mean, the only places that you really don't want to go is Southeast D.C. And Maryland across the river from that.
Like White Marsh is like awful. My experience in Baltimore is pretty awful.
Baltimore is like different. You know, that's not considered part of the Washington metro area.
But it's just awful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to defend Baltimore.
Northern Virginia would be fantastic, though. Like Richmond, something like that.
Richmond is part of. It's just Virginia. Northern Virginia is like Fairfax, Arlington.
Arlington, that might happen.
That'd be kind of cool.
Actually, yeah, they could do some work. They could do some sort of historical tour. It has something to do with the military, so Brian Savage would love that.
You know, I was seriously thinking, because I have been saying, how come BotCon's not in my backyard, being that my backyard's Atlanta, a Delta hub? But it can't, because the hotels are just way too expensive.
You didn't
all
like
that.
It for JoeCon.
Yeah,
JoeCon for Dallas.
JoeCon kind of ruined that for BotCon, because, I mean, it's like, but I asked Brian Savage about it later at BotCon, he was like, the convention itself was nice, but that hotel was a nightmare to deal with. I mean, he was clearly unhappy with the hotel situation in Atlanta, just trying it. But I was thinking, and people might go, whoa, but think about it. Birmingham, Alabama. You got a big convention center that's cheap. You got NASA for the tour. And there's an airport right there, and it's actually a cheap trip.
Yeah, I could actually go to a BotCon in Birmingham. I mean, that would be possible for me.
Birmingham's 2 hours from me, but for everyone else, it's like literally, I don't think you even have to do a change order. If you do, it's like in Atlanta, and it's you probably don't even have to because it's such a close airport. It'd be like to me, that'd be an ideal town, mainly because it's 2 hours from me. But I'm thinking, you know, cheap town where the hotel doesn't cost a whole lot a night.
Yeah. I just hope they never do, even though it's like 2 hours away, I hope they never do Durham again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something.
And I'm sorry for ragging on Baltimore. When I was there, I didn't get mugged or anything. I've just never seen so many homeless people in my entire life.
Well, I think it's from North Carolina. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's going to a tourism brochure for
Baltimore
sure.
Would be cool, though. You know why?
It's 6 hours away. John... That's why it would be cool.
No, because John Waters might accidentally own the con. Mm. Be like, we're there at the table. Hey, it's RSC. Is that John Waters? There's nothing to do in Baltimore.
But Baltimore would be doable. I went there for the Baltimore Comic Con in 04, I think, 03, 04. And it was not... That was a pretty good venue for that, so...
Dallas.
I love Dallas.
Dallas.
I think,
come on, John.
I would never... I don't think Dallas. I would drive to Dallas again.
I could crash with people in Dallas. I wouldn't even have to get a hotel room.
Dallas was a 16-hour straight drive, and I never doing that again.
Yeah, heck yeah. My brother lives down there. I could go down and crash with him for sure, maybe.
Tell you what, let's just have BotCon at the rest stop between Georgia and Tennessee.
Nice.
It's got a picnic area. So
nice.
And if you want a tour, and for the tours, I'm pretty sure something happened there. Like some Civil War thing is like in spinning distance.
Or some famous murder, probably.
Surely.
Might happen while we're there.
Oh.
Murder.
It'll be a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Is they actually murder someone and then we try to figure out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Murder Chupo style.
Sometimes we really have to solve this.
Someone always dies when she's here. What the hell?
Oh. Let's do it in Florida again, but instead of Disney, go to Universal so we can all catch, like, an Impact taping. Like, look at Hulk Hogan
yes.
Die in front of us.
I would do Florida again, except for getting the ticket, which I never paid. It was a great trip.
A bench warrant in Florida?
Probably.
Basically, Florida would be great if it was in a less expensive area. It's like, hey, Disney.
Yeah.
I just pushed the toilet out of Bill.
I think the fact that you were like, you know, the convention was at Disney, and in order to get out there, you know, you had to spend a decent amount on a cab ride just to get out of there, and
or stay in Kissimmee like I did, and it's like, hey, there's all these restaurants around according to the brochure. Where are they actually at? Nowhere.
Well, it's better than when we tried to find that Kmart. We're like,
oh God, we never found. Did we ever find the Kmart? We never found it.
No, we gave up. It doesn't exist.
We called them. No. We called the Kmart and asked them where they were at.
They lied.
Actually,
you called and connected to the past.
Completely separately. I think when I was down there, like, because my wife did a show down in like Daytona, and then when we were up in that area, we were looking for like a Kmart or something. We could not find it. It's like buried behind three layers of highway. Like
we were looking for what, the War for Cybertron for the Wii that came with the comic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ender wanted it, so we got in a car and drove for like.
That was a fun trip. That trip ended up where? At
Bob Evans.
You guys went to
Bob
Walmart,
Evans, yeah. That was great.
Ended up at Bob Evans. We're like, we're tired of looking. Let's just go eat.
Oh, and that ghetto Walmart, too. Yeah.
You know, You know, screw Disney. Have it in Kissimmee, where the hotels are affordable, and we can all go to that badass wizard store.
What?
Oh, you remember the wizard store?
Yeah,
wizard?
I do remember the wizard store. Fantastic.
Me and the girlfriend went into it after the dinner on the way back to the hotel room. She wanted to get something from her mom. And it was like, wow, like Disney merchandise from 1984 on the wall. And yeah, it was like all the clearance stuff Disney threw out there selling. And it's like, hey, look, it had bootleg Transformers. Like, hey, wrestling figures. They're like, they're like stars. Yes,
if yes, I ever go back to
Jimmy.
When I go back to Florida, though, I am buying an alligator skull. I will buy an alligator
remember
skull.
That crazy gas station we stopped at. It had like all the alligator body parts all over the place.
I still have the chocolate alligator that I picked up for my wife there that she never ate.
It was the alligator fetuses next to the hot sauce that kind of scarred me.
Yeah,
like made of. No, the best part of the trip was the billboards. There was one we passed, and I'm not lying, guys. I wish I had a picture, but I had to register before I could pull up my phone and take a picture. It was a bright red billboard with an angry bear, like, ah. And it said, like, next to the bear, it had, like, some statistic about abortions.
Yeah, I think I saw that, didn't I?
Yeah, it was like... No, it was like something about so many abortions are from minority children, are from minority parents, and it said why. It's like, but what does the bear have to do?
Yeah,
with it?
That made no sense. Okay.
It was there just to scare you.
Yes. John, anything else before we jump to Twitter Theater?
Oh, no. I think this is
no, that's certainly enough.
Of chat Q&A.
Rob, yes. Rob, tell us about Twitter Theater this week.
For the next session of chat Q&A, never.
Yeah.
Longest RFC ever.
Oh, is it Twitter Theater time?
Yes. This show's going to be like an hour 50, so go ahead.
Good. This week's Twitter Theater, that didn't get posted till this morning after I bragged about it Monday because I had a headache yesterday. Was more fun with dubs, and this is an official dub. It's not the RTM one that we always revert back to. It's actually the Serbian dub of G2, which when you hear a Serbian G2 dub, you're like, what's so great about it? Well, everything. It's about the quality of the RTM one dub, just spoken in Serbian language, as well as the opening music is actually the American intro with a guy talking over it.
Did we actually see the Transformers logo in that? I don't remember seeing it, because that would be in English.
I kept skipping ahead because there's so many clips from it on YouTube. I was just like, okay, let me hear the actual show where Cliff Jumper's like,
I vaguely think that, or recall that it didn't show the logo.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was listening to it.
It would make sense that it didn't because it'd be in English. But I do remember him saying something. I could audibly understand Transformers. So
I mean, it would be like, you know, a lot of times anime here that airs on television, they'll cover up like the kanji or something.
Yeah.
Maybe in Serbia they were like, Serbia's finest, Transformers Generation 2. You know, maybe they were just trying to sell the fact that it was Serbian.
The intro is basically you hear the music, driving, and there's a guy, driving. He's not even excited. He's... And that's it. And it's like, wow, that happened. And then, like, here's a cartoon, and some of them are trying to act like the guy is prime. He's like, I can't say it, so I'm just mumbling. And then you're like, Cliff Jumper.
It didn't have the creative spark that the Omni Productions dubs have, but it
can't really say that for sure because we can't tell if anybody is Wally.
Well, I'm not saying like the content, but the feel, the flair is just sort of.
It's not as fun. It's just you can literally tell there's some guy with a beard and a cup of coffee with a microphone doing this.
I mean, unless the show becomes some sort of like existentialist nightmare or something, I don't really think that.
You know, you have to wonder what they did change to kind of localize it, because it's not like, you know, it's not like they tried to keep it foreign for their national market, so, you know.
I love being a Transformer, but my glorious favorite country, Serbia, is damned.
I did understand them say Islam at one point,
really?
where the Autobots are traveling across the across water, and they're like talking. And I remember at one point Bumblebee says something about Islam. It's like, what is Bumblebee even say? Serbia? What could early? What are they talking about?
They're adding their own lyrics, their own comics. You know.
Yes.
You know,
the only thing that would have made it better is that little sitar music. A little sitar music and an incense would have made this perk.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, I ran out of creepy women love Optimus Prime videos for now, guys, so you're lucky.
Oh,
I'm sure there's really no shortage of them out there, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for them.
Obviously. Well, to the editing bay. You gotta make some.
Yes. Okay, excellent.
Hey, also, hey, did we say yet that essentially, as of this recording, BotCon's a month away?
Yes.
Did you make that clear?
No, he didn't, but it is.
No, he did not make it. But you just did the job, John.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah, we don't have anything as far as the BotCon hookup goes this week, because honestly, I forgot to check my email and go through that stuff.
Good
That's
job.
Okay. Next week.
Yeah.
Keep sending it in, though, guys.
Yes. Excellent. So, is that it? Anything else to talk about before we close her down for this week?
I think that's it.
Don't forget, follow us at TF Radio on Twitter. If you're not watching us live, do it. It's fantastic. It's the best thing ever. We talk about bear abortions. You can participate in chat. It's 8:30 Eastern, which is what? 1:30? Is that like 1:30 UMT?
Let me see. Yes.
Or GMT.
1:30 UMT.
Well, you kids turn on the Halo and watch us, okay?
Yeah. Fantastic. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. TFRadio.net/live. All that. We'll be back next week. Brian Kilby for the crew. We will see you. Thanks for watching.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.